The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Welcome back to the programme. Earlier we spoke about the dreadful attack on Quinn Industrial Holdings executive Kevin Lunny. And as we know, that kind of incident is not very common in Irish business. But to look at the security issues facing executives here, we're joined from our Galway studio by Daniel Klusky of Global Risk Solutions. Daniel, you're very welcome to the programme, and you're involved in providing security for executives and others. Firstly, in relation to the likes of that attack and the threats that appear to be hanging over others, is it possible for someone to be protected from something like that?
Thanks, Richard, for having me on the show. Nobody can be 100% ready for a surprise attack like that. But people, we have a thing in our game that we throw a word there called OPSEC, Operation Security, which basically means that you keep your plan to yourself, your routes to yourself, your itinerary to yourself, and try and keep that as quiet as you possibly can. And then, if at all possible, bring in a professional, right? Bring in a professional security provider like ourselves, who will give you round-the-clock 24-hour protection.
When you say round-the-clock 24-hour protection, if somebody decides to have that kind of protective presence, does that mean basically someone like you would end up maybe driving them to work, following them to work, standing outside their office? What's the level of intrusion on a person's life in order to have that kind of security?
Sure, there's absolutely no doubt it can be a small bit intrusive, but the benefits outweigh that by a long shot. It doesn't have to be in-your-face security. It doesn't have to be standing right beside the client every day. There will be times where your client's in their office and you'll be in another office. You don't have to be standing overlooking their shoulders into their business. And if reference their families and stuff, things can be done with a little bit of technology and be a step back away. As far as being a bodyguard driver goes, he's a vital part of the team, because that bodyguard driver is driving the system of car control. He's driving defensively, where he plans, he sees, he observes and reacts to whatever's going to happen out there. Plus, he's taking in information that can be used later on as intelligence to see if anybody is following them or carrying out surveillance.
What about measures that people might consider taking themselves, business people, people with money who might be worried about kidnappings and so forth? What about panic rooms? They were mentioned during the week. Do they work? Are there many of them in Ireland?
Sure, a panic room can work now, and there's absolutely no need to build a whole new room onto your building or anything like that. You can simply, if you want to, turn one of your rooms into a panic room. Preferably something like a small bathroom that has small access to it from windows from the outside. You can put a hard door on it, something like a fireproof door or even a proper security door on it. Change the hinges so the bad person has to try and open the door by pulling it away rather than kicking it through. And have some form of communications in there so they can call the authorities, because all you're going to do there is hold them up and call them up for as long as you can till help comes.
You have worked in security internationally as well. Have you come across this kind of serious threat many times before?
Yes, unfortunately I have. It's part of day-to-day business of working in this business around the world.
I mean, what kind of place? I mean, we might associate this sort of thing with countries in Latin America or countries maybe somewhere in the Middle East or something like that, where people, executives are threatened and they could be kidnapped.
Yes, sure. Now, I've worked personally in East and North and West Africa. I've worked in the Middle East. Every place has their own little quirks, for want of a better word. So you have to put in different security measures for different places. I haven't worked in Central or South America, but I have contacts out there if I wish. Plus, we also have a very big network. So if I end up in a small country or on my own, a small team, I can reach out.
And you've encountered these things before. Daniel Klusky of Global Risk Solutions, thank you very much for joining us on the program.